This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
If you're beat up about Kobe Bryant today, I get it. No, like, listen, emotionally, everybody's turned over and upside down. Their hearts are in their stomachs. They're, you know, wherever that your heart goes in these situations, it's there today. And the reason that I know people are is because we've been seeing it on the fan text all morning. And Kevin, I don't know if you walked into work today thinking to yourself, well, we're going to discuss this all day and maybe people are not going to talk to us about it. But a lot of people have been thankful. Some people have said, hey, you know, I thought it was going to be kind of difficult, but you guys are doing a great job. And we just want to keep the conversation going most times because we know how much that this thing that we do is therapy even for us. It's therapeutic for us. It's therapeutic for a lot of people that listen throughout the day. It's their opportunity to escape. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're just now getting into your car for lunch. And so those things that when you get into your car, you want to be able to know what the newest stories are, and also be able to kind of escape whatever's going on in the office for just a few minutes. Kobe and his daughter, along with seven other passengers, died yesterday on a helicopter. The question, Kevin, that you had over the weekend, and this was about Eli Manning more than it was Kobe. But his name comes up, is who was your sports hate? And I want to be very, very emphatic about sports hate. Kobe was the epitome of the guy that even said, I take pleasure in demoralizing people when I play against them. He wanted to beat you, but not just beat you to the point where you were like, all right, I'm going after him for next time. He wanted to beat you to the point where you were like, I have nothing left. I don't feel good about my game at all. And maybe even at that point when he broke you down enough, he could give you some advice. You know, that kind of person that I finally got you to where you're rock bottom. So take some advice from me. Do this on your shot. Study more. Work harder. Be better. Maybe that's what he was trying to do, was trying to get everybody to follow with the mama mentality. And the world did. The world loved him. And so, but sports hate, Kevin.
Which I just want to point out.
He was at the top of the list.
And that's because that's really interesting, because I guess I would not have guessed that the sports world loved him before this. You know, because I felt like a lot of people in the sports world did hate him. And then.
Why?
Because
of his feuds with Shaq?
Yeah.
Because he seemed like a selfish player?
Yeah, there's a variety of reasons. And, like, you know, now's probably not the time to get into all of that. But I thought maybe people disliked him for a variety of reasons. But it could just be because he passed away in such a sad way and with his daughter and everything. And then I totally get that. It's just been fascinating to see how I haven't seen a ton of pushback, and I guess I did not realize he was as beloved as he is.
And I think when you see, like, the entire state of California doing what they're doing.
The thing yesterday I just almost scoffed at, because I was like, oh, yeah, that's really going to happen, is, you know, they were having the Grammys at the Staples Center, and they were like, please, people, do not go to the Staples Center to honor Kobe Bryant. And I was like, okay, that's really going to happen. Like, they're not going to go. That's ridiculous. And so, yeah.
The here's Michael Young, Kevin, tweeted this out yesterday. I guess the only way to put, here it is, I'm sorry. As a born and bred L.A. kid, this is pure devastation. Kobe was L.A. sports, the grit, the spirit, the fight. Competitively, he was everything we wanted to be. Just thinking of my hometown right now, this cuts deep. And then he added this. I guess the only way to put it in words, Kobe's impact on L.A., is you want the person to rep you, rep your city, stand for the way you live, stand for the heartbeat of your city, own mistakes, learn from them like all of us. I like being a fan. It brings people together. And I love having the sports chat with other guys from other towns. They say, we have Brady or we have Jeter. Cool, cool. LA fans say, we have Kobe. Chat over. He was ours. May God bless his souls on board, the souls on board, and give peace to their lives of their families. So, like, that's, you agree, right? As fans, that's what we want. We want to be, we want to think that Dirk loved DFW. You want to think that your guy became part of your town. You want to think Luka, as much of a superstar as he wants to be, and there, the video of him and Kobe, Kobe's like, hey, will you take a picture with my daughter? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And then somebody goes, hey, we got to get one with you and Luka. And he was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so he turns around and takes one with them. And that's, they're fans at that point. And but even with Luka's stardom that he's erupting upon right now, you want to think that he loves Dallas. And that's the way that LA felt about Kobe. But I don't. I think because they were so successful, Kevin, we didn't feel that way. We sports hated him. There was that part of us was just like, nope. Because during the time, he's beating you. He's dunking on you. He's making you mad. 877-881-1053. Who was your sports hate out there? I saw somebody say Aaron Rodgers because he keeps the Cowboys from getting even further into the playoffs. Is it the Cowboys that keep doing that to themselves sometimes?
Yes, it's most times it's the Cowboys. Who is it for you?
It's Dwayne Wade.
Oh, but like he's retired. You need somebody different.
I need somebody. I need somebody new right now.
Dwayne Wade's retired. You need somebody different.
I guess the only person for me right now is Aaron Rodgers, and I'm at a point.
That's a good one.
I'm at a point where I still respect his game like so much because he's so good at it. But I hate him. I sports hate Aaron Rodgers because. The stupid throws that he makes, the way he beats our team just consistently, and he has demoralized the Cowboys too many times. He's the one that's demoralized. So who is your guy right now?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Who is the guy right now in the moment that you sports hate?
From the 817, because like a lot of people are pushing people that have retired because somebody said, Bruce Bowen, this is mine, from the 214, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is my number one sports hate, and I'm very excited that this Super Bowl, like I would prefer the Chiefs win because I don't want the San Francisco 49ers to get an edge on the Cowboys in Super Bowl wins, but I'm not as like on the edge of my seat about it because I just was so tired of perpetual cheater Tom Brady and the perpetually cheating New England Patriots padding their resume and people are like, oh, he's the GOAT. I was so tired of hearing that. And I was like actively rooting almost as hard as I would be rooting in a Cowboys game against them. So I think Tom Brady, and from the 903, Tom Brady 100%. And multiple people, including from the 254, I don't care if he did retire or not. I still sports hate Dwayne Wade. Okay. But like we need somebody more contemporary because D Wade retired, Bruce Bowen retired, Eli Manning just retired, and I know a bunch of people disliked him. Who is your contemporary sports hate? And then we get a bunch
Astros.
Of people. Oh yes, no, I could see that. And then a bunch of people for Alex Rodriguez.
That's hold on, real interesting that Shibby brings that up because Altuve is probably like one of the easiest dudes to love.
Sure,
he's
got
used
this.
To.
He's got this smile. Right
now he's a fraud.
He's got this huge That's smile that goes you know from ear to ear. He's tiny, and so you're like, oh, I can just put him in my pocket and hang out with him all day. Yeah, and little people, just we love little people. So, like, there's this part of us that's like, oh, man, and he's overcome.
That's why I love Jared.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He's overcome being an undersized player who the team kept saying, go away. And he was like, no, I'm good. And he got there, and now most of the baseball fan world is going to turn on him because they don't believe him. And so that's a guy, that's absolutely a guy that you could sports hate that it took a quick turn in that direction for him.
What about from the 214, Jerry Jones?
No.
Oh,
I don't sports hate Jerry Jones.
Hey, would you get your act together?
But you, okay, that's
Sorry,
fair.
Your damn act together. Yeah.
But are you saying that you don't believe there's a section of people out there whose sports hate is Jerry Jones? Of course there
there's
is.
There's still people that are upset about the way that he handled Tom Landry. And then there's still people that are like, you are in the way of this team, of our football team being a success. And Jerry's like, but I just want to run the team the way I want to run it because I own the team. So let me do it that way. And they're like, nope, you need to do it the smart way. And he's like, that's not my way.
There is an incredible amount of feedback on this from the 469 Fair, David Freeze, from the 940, Russell Westbrook, from the 214, Nick Saban, from the 903, the Astros, from the 469, all the current Lakers starters. Wow.
Whoa.
Take that, Anthony Davis.
Somebody texted in and said Nelson Cruz.
All right. Was that you?
It was not me. Look, dude, all I did was just answer the call.
Right. Where's the jar?
From the 940, Steph Curry. Another vote for Nick Saban. From the 202, all of the Redskins. You know it's true sports hate when they skip the person and they're like, just the whole organization. I'm out on them. From the 214, James Harden. And from the 682,
all right, James Harden, I can get. James Harden, I totally get.
Why?
Because he flops and goes to the foul line. And you're like, he doesn't deserve to be at the foul line. And so he adds up an extra 20 points a night on foul shots.
Do you think if he was on your team, you would like him?
Absolutely, I would.
Okay.
Because he gets to the basket, he can shoot the three, he does all the great things, and he works really hard. So that's why it's sports hate. Most of the time, people use sports hate. If they were on your team, you'd be fine with it. Look at Deion. Deion is a perfect example of it. You sports hated him, and then all of a sudden he's on your team, and you're like, whoa, I got that guy. T.O., perfect example of it. But these are guys that are current and relevant at the moment. James Harden is right there. And I do question, Kevin, is it easier to sports hate a guy in basketball and baseball than it is to sports hate somebody in football? And my reason being, you get to see them a lot more.
Okay.
Like, you get to see their faces. You become familiar with the individual, and there are less of them in basketball, right? Like, there are less players than there are in a football field. So I can't sports hate the right guard for the Indianapolis Colts, right? You know, like,
Nelson.
I can't sports hate those guys most of the time because I'm like, whatever. Because
that's I sports hated Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Big time.
And I think that goes to one of the things
stupid
that
soup
goes hand in hand with sports hate is they're really good usually.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't waste their time hating someone who's like largely irrelevant. You hate the people that are really good because they get the attention, they get the spotlight, they get all the other accolades that go with that, and you're just like, no, I don't want any of that. If it's just some irrelevant player, like, I'm not going to hate on just whatever rando that's like second tier for the Philadelphia Eagles unless he makes me hate him by saying something inflammatory about the Cowboys.
This is something that's interesting because we were talking about if the guy's on your team, you instantly love him. I haven't seen a single person say that they love Corey Perry. These are Stars fans that are texting in.
They still
like,
hate him even though he's on our team.
What did he do?
I mean,
you loved Antoine Roussel when he was here. You loved Steve Ott when he was here.
And I thought that's what went hand in hand with being a sports fan is turning all of your convictions around for that player who look, I think Tom Brady sucks, but if he came to the Cowboys and led us to a Super Bowl, I'd have to rethink a lot of things about what I think about sports hate.
You'd
absolutely
probably get a Tom Brady tattoo.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about, golly. It's been so long.
If you get a 12, you can just say it's for Staubach. You don't have to say it's for Brady.
Can I say, like, I really love old school jury duty? It was like they got 12 jurors in there. I love jury duty. That would be dumb.
Weird.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.